USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As preparations continue for the Salute to America event being held in Washington, D.C. on July 4th, some Democratic lawmakers are saying the president is turning a traditionally nonpartisan event into a campaign rally, to which White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says,
"That's absolutely ridiculous. This is all about a salute to America. The president is not going to get political. He's going to celebrate the greatest country, the greatest idea in the history of the world, and that is the United States of America."
According to AAA, more than 41 million Americans are expecting to hit the road and travel over the 4th of July holiday. As far as what folks can expect to pay for gas, Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells Fox News,
"Unfortunately, motorists that are taking to the road are going to be greeted by higher prices in almost every state except for the West Coast, where gas prices keep moving lower."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Nike is releasing a statement on the company's decision to pull the American-themed sneaker featuring the Betsy Ross flag. The company is saying they pulled the sneaker because they believe it could unintentionally offend and detract from the nation's patriotic holiday of July 4th, to which Josh Hawley, senator from Missouri, reminds us.
The Betsy Ross flag. I mean, Betsy Ross, let's not forget, an independent businesswoman who had her own shop in Philadelphia, who designed our nation's first flag, who sewed our nation's first flag. I mean, she's truly a founding mother. I mean, this is something that's the best of America, and this is controversial to Nike. But meanwhile, Nike's sure willing to make a buck in China. They're sure willing to partner with an authoritarian, repressive regime. It's the worst kind of hypocrisy.
The Republican senator was speaking there on Fox News, and the Las Vegas Police Department has confirmed that on Tuesday, the department fired a veteran officer who froze in the hallway of the Mandalay Bay during the 2017 mass shooting as a gunman on the same floor opened fire on a country music festival. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The father of the Ford Mustang has died. USA Radio Network's Wendy King looks back.
Former auto industry leader Lee Iacocca has died. As a child of poor Italian immigrants, Iacocca became one of the most powerful and best-known executives in Detroit. He rose to become the president of Ford Motor in December 1970. After being fired in a dispute with the company heir, Henry Ford II, Iacocca joined the then-struggling Chrysler. He helped launch some of Detroit's best-selling and most significant vehicles, including the minivan, the Chrysler K cars, the Ford Mustang, and the Escort. In 1979, he appeared before Congress to ask for federal loans to save the struggling Chrysler Corporation after the auto giant found itself failing with $5 billion in debt.
For a while, in the deep recesses of my mind, I thought that maybe with a couple of breaks in the economy, we could muddle through. Really, it's gotten worse instead of better.
His daughter says he died of natural causes. Iacocca was 94. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And finally, in sports news, the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team is on its way to the final match of the Women's World Cup in France. The U.S. beat England on Tuesday by a score of 2-1 and will now play the winner of the Wednesday's match between Sweden and the Netherlands. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.